Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Cantina. Welcome back to the Cantina. We haven't done this in forever. It's the Cantina here on the Genreverse YouTube channel, Genreverse Podcast Network. I'm Kyle, joined by one of my co-conspirators, Cam Clark, senior editor at LRMonline.com, where you guys can go for all entertainment news, needs, opinions after you follow us on your favorite podcast app or subscribe here on the YouTube channel. Check out all the stories that we're about to talk about today and way more entertainment news, opinions, celebrity interviews, and all sorts of other cool stuff at LRMonline.com. It's been a while, guys. Life happens. Star Wars stuff, not as much these days.
There has actually been the last
couple of weeks. We would have had a show last week, but I decided to have surgery early Wednesday morning instead. That was fun. And then other stuff happened before we had. I had a trip up to New York and all sorts of stuff. But we're back. We're back.
One
we had a good run.
Make it as well.
Yeah, and we actually had a good run, man. We had like over a month where we were like on point every week. So, what's cool about the Cantina? If this is your first time ever being here, thank you so much for checking us out. What's cool about us? No bullshit. We don't like to feed you guys lies. We won't tell you what you want to hear just so you click on our videos, which is why we don't get a lot of clicks. But we do like to sift through the news, sift through the rumors. Some of them worth discussing, some aren't. And every now and then we actually get a little hint of some information and maybe we get to divulge it. Maybe we don't. We have to talk about it off camera. But Cam and I started this back in 2019. We're at right just over 5 years because we started covering reviewing the original. Well, not just the original movies, started reviewing all of the movies in a lead up to Rise of Skywalker. So
chronological order.
Yeah. It was rough. And it showed me that I will never, ever, ever, ever watch the prequel trilogy or the sequel trilogy ever again. I'm done with those, but that's okay. Star Wars stuff, man. Like you said, we've actually had a few weeks full of some news. We're going to talk about some of the most recent ones. Why don't we start with the Rey movie, Cam? What's going on with the Rey movie?
Sure, just a couple of things. I guess one of the ones we should start with is that there was a debunked rumor there was a rumor from TCC that the title of the movie was going to be titled Episode 10, A New Beginning. However, almost immediately, as soon as that, and I think everybody was just like, Episode 10, no, this is a bad idea, don't go down that route. But very quickly after that, it was too... very good sources. First of all, Jordan Mason had come out and said this is he said that's not the case, that it's not episode 10. And we know from having shared stuff on the back channels from time to time that Jordan does have good contacts for Lucasfilm stuff. But probably more important, Star Wars News Net come out with a debunk of it as well, said their sources at Lucasfilm. And they have proper sources at Lucasfilm that actually feed them information. So when they tend to debunk something, you can kind of call it debunked. So that was the kind of nail in the coffin for that one. TCC is a good source for Marvel. Maybe get some wires crossed on this one, I don't know. But rumour is now then that it's not going to be called Episode 10. That's a good thing. I think we'll probably both agreed on that. I think it was just today it came out, or it was yesterday, I can't remember. Yesterday was it? Was that the movie that we're still calling the Rey sequel for the moment is casting for three major roles. And this information comes from Daniel Rickman, Daniel RPK, on his Patreon service. He's been getting quite a lot of stuff right lately, so definitely worth paying attention to. Ultimately, what he says is that they are casting for two Jedi apprentices that will be apprentices of Rey in the movie. Rey will be teaching them, and also a villain role as well. So fairly major roles in terms of how we expect this film to go. I think it is just worth pointing out that when this movie was originally being developed under Damon Lindelof, the idea that we have heard the rumour of, and I have no reason to doubt this rumour because it matches up with so many other things, is that the leads of that movie would have actually been these two Jedi apprentices, and that Rey would have been played by an older actress and not as big a role. So while the basic plot seems to be, it wasn't a page one rewrite that's happening on this film, you know, but one of the things that does seem to be getting changed in it, as per Kathleen Kennedy, is that Rey was coming back in, and it's now only 15 years post The Rise of Skywalker, which probably bumps her role up and maybe minimises the apprentice role slightly, so, you know, in terms of what they're going for. In terms of the villain, I mean, you know, we've no idea what kind of villain this would be or what context that would set up. So even if we found out who had been cast as the villain, it wouldn't be any spoilers at this moment in time. It wouldn't tell us anything really about what that actually means to the story. So we're kind of in brand new ground, almost like where we were with The Force Awakens, in terms of, like, we just don't know what happens next. So we kind of need to wait and see for some actual footage or some kind of official information, at least, or some good rumors.
It's still a weird situation with this movie for me. It's really hard to be hyped. Like I said, I have no interest in watching. I rewatched. I have seen Rise of Skywalker 3 times. I saw it twice in theaters, once midnight release, so we could do Cantina review the morning after. And then we took our son to see it because he couldn't go that evening that we all went. And I was going to do a ranking video where I ranked all of the movies. And so I didn't need to watch the prequels ever again, but I wanted to watch Rise one last time just to see how bad it was. Because I was sitting there thinking, like, my bottom three, you know, it's like 1 and 2 for sure. But what's after, you know, what is 3 in the bottom 3? I don't think so anymore. I think Rise of Skywalker is quite clearly one of the worst Star Wars movies in the saga.
I think it's the worst one.
In some ways, yeah. In other ways, the prequels still have some way more inferior writing and filmmaking.
Yeah, there's some dodgier dialogue and all that sort of stuff, but at least they have some sort of substance to them. You know, they're trying to explain. They're at least attempting to convey some kind of story. The Rise of Skywalker doesn't seem to have any other story other than just let's rehash everything that's happened before and give it a different ending than what it used to have.
Yeah, and just ruin the original ending even more than Lucas himself ruined the original ending.
McDermott was talking about recently about, you know, Palpatine defending the fact that he, you know, in Star Wars, that if anybody's going to come back for the dead, it was him. And he's right, you know, he's absolutely right on that. But that's not the problem. It's not the fact that Palpatine could come back. It's the impact that it had because of I've heard a few people say, oh, but it happened in the EU as well.
And, yes.
You know,
and it wasn't done better.
And the difference is there was no prequels at that point. So that we had no prophecy. We had no balance of the Force or anything like that. So we didn't know that it had been built up for Anakin to have that moment. That's what the prequels gave us, that build up to that moment. And arguably, even if you don't like the prequels, it made that moment better at the end of Return of the Jedi. It was more than just him saving his son. He was fulfilling the prophecy and all that sort of stuff. And that's what they wrecked in The Rise of Skywalker for me. So
definitely. No use in it. And I know a lot of people aren't necessarily the hottest on it.
He was an okay character, though.
Yeah. Don't. And you and I have talked about the saving graces and moments in each of those movies. You know, neither of us is a huge fan of The Last Jedi, usually for different reasons than some people hate the movie. But both of us have said many times it's one of the best looking Star Wars films and has some of the best shots. And, you know, it's
definitely, yeah.
But God, I never need to see it again. And I still stand by Rey. I liked the idea of her being older and setting it further aside. I think we need to get away from all of this for a while. Let it sit. At least wait until the people. You remember how nobody used to like the prequels until everyone all of a sudden liked the prequels? Same damn thing's going to happen with the sequels. Just wait until then.
You know, but they are different kind of films, though. I don't know if they necessarily appeal to that young generation, you know, because there was a darker element, or they tried to have a darker element to them. I mean, they tried with the sequels to appeal to fans more like us, and they just, by trying to appeal to us, they went too far and just gave us the same thing and ruined what we had before, you know, kind of thing. That's how I felt.
It's because they don't know how to appeal. They don't have movies by numbers. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. With Star Wars, one of the things about Star Wars is, I've said this before, Star Wars is a damn near religious experience for people. And I've said the same thing about Lucas himself. Whether you like it or not, sometimes some things grow beyond even their creator, their creator's intent, their creator's vision, for better or worse. And Star Wars is one of those things to where it's really hard to do. Really hard to do well and satisfy enough people without alienating too many people. And I don't know, man. That's why
there was somebody that won't like some project. I mean, that's just a given now. I mean, as much as we sing Andor's praises, there's people out there who like the lighter tone Star Wars stuff that didn't care for Andor.
They like live action Clone Wars, not.
That is what they like, though, and maybe that's what they grew up with, was that. The lighter tone, the prequels, and obviously the Clone Wars cartoon was their Star Wars growing up, you know, so.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what shakes loose, you know, once we start getting some story details, like more concrete story details, and of course in 2 years, a trailer. Because this is supposed to hit in 26, allegedly. And we know they only release trailers like 30 days before a Star Wars movie comes out, so that way it can't be bombed or hated or whatever.
They might do better with the marketing on this one when they get to that point, since they do need this to make some money. But
they need this to make money. It has to so bad. Can you imagine if the next Star Wars movie, I keep saying this, but can you imagine if the next one doesn't do well? It's like next year when Superman Legacy hits. If that doesn't do well, man, oh dear God, are comic book movies in trouble? Like, they're already in trouble. I already feel like they're in trouble. But if the next, you know, DC, the Superman Legacy doesn't do well, if Star Wars, the next Star Wars movie doesn't do well, man, it might be time to say, you know what? All of this content, this interconnected, we're taking a break. We're pumping the brakes. Literally enjoy your Star Wars comics, books, and video games for the next like 10 years, nothing else. And that might be what needs to happen for comic book movies as well. Anyways, anything else about Rey we should be talking about?
They just need to start making better movies and better shows.
They don't seem to know how. So you need some time for some new writers to come in.
You know, though, if that, I mean, like, if the next Star Wars movie failed, you could see them pumping the brakes on a lot of other ones, going back to the drawing board, getting ready Kennedy, get somebody else in with a new vision, you know, that kind of side of things. But they seem to kind of be putting their eggs in the basket of Filoni being that creative person that can oversee Chief things creative, at the moment to make sure they're not wasting as much time, you know, with people that are developing something that they're just not actually interested in. So give them a bit of time, you know. They haven't had time to do much with that yet. We'll wait and see. I'm still not keen on the Mando Grogu movie idea. But if it's a good movie, it's a good movie. But it's not one that I think, oh, that's going to make a billion at the box office. I just don't think it will, you know. And I think they'll make it cheap as well. I don't think it'll be big budget. I think it'll be, let's get a profit out of this. And they will make a profit out of it. But I don't think it'll be a, I just don't believe I can want to get this cinematic experience.
I can tell you as of right now, based off of Mando Season 3 and Ahsoka, I'm not in theaters opening night for Mandalorian and Grogu. Just not. Maybe opening weekend, but I'm not there opening because of what we've seen in the last two with things that are connected to the Mando verse. So we'll see
where it's all going.
A trailer might come out and completely change the way I feel about it, or you know, some other season of something coming out before it might change the way I feel. But as of now, because of those two, just don't give a shit. I guess carrying on, Acolyte.
Talking about trailers and marketing. There is a rumor going about from Cryptic HD 4K, whatever he puts, but Cryptic HD just for short. Very, very reliable, like almost never wrong for this type of rumor. Doesn't really get any like stories and casting so much, but you know, for stuff like this, and he says, say that there is a trailer for the Acolyte being prepared at the moment. That kind of goes against something that we'd heard from Daniel RPK, that there was one ready and locked and they were just kind of waiting to push the button.
Well, I mean, technically there was. We've seen the trailer.
Well, yes, but you know...
I know what you mean.
And that is available online. But you know, that's not what they consider an official trailer, because, you know, unfinished shots and things like that. But I'm more inclined to go with Cryptic HD just because of the type of rumour this is. Just tends not to be wrong on that. If he says it's not finalized but it's being done just now, then I mean, it could be imminent. It could be in the next, I'm thinking, 3 to 5 weeks, you know, we're probably going to get a trailer for the Acolyte, because we're in April by then and it releases in June. So
yeah, I was thinking, like, when I saw this rumor, I was thinking, you know, would they do it for the Oscars? I don't think so, though, because it's a TV show and stuff like that. So, Disney doesn't have anything. Well, I was just trying to think of things coming up. Football season's over. Baseball season hasn't started yet, so there's nothing big for that. Playoffs for both the NBA and NHL are months away. So I couldn't think of anything. And like I said, Oscars came up, but I dismissed that because, again, it's not the right place. Disney doesn't even have anything really big that I'm aware of.
It's Star Wars. So spread on the internet.
Yeah. But I was just trying to think of if there was anything that I could see in the near future as a reasoning. But speaking of, because they like to use sports events before, you do have opening day for baseball and spring training. I don't remember when spring training starts, but spring training used to have some Disney connections back in the past. Point being, your whole idea of April and March, April, maybe. So, we'll see. I want to like the Acolyte. I want to be excited for the Acolyte. How are you feeling, Cam, about the Acolyte? Just from the trailers you may have seen online through one way or another. How are you feeling about it?
It was kind of sharp scenes. You didn't get the chance to really spend any time. It was very much a teaser.
But also the news and
the rumors I've heard and stuff like that. Yeah, it sounds okay at the moment. It sounds interesting. I hope it's dark. That's what my hope is. I don't want a light tone from this one. I want this to be something that kind of challenges us a little bit intellectually. But, you know, and showrunner Leslie Headland's talked a good game in terms of how she'll challenge some of the conceptions. She's going to go through some of the conceptions they've got, the dogma of the Force at this time, and the kind of dichotomy between the Sith and the Jedi, and this is about how the Jedi went from the High Republic era, where they were kind of almost omnipotent, you know, in terms of, you know, the galaxy was peaceful and they kept it peaceful, to the dark times that we see at the start of the Phantom Menace. So that tells me tonally everything I want to know. But of course, until we get to see a couple of episodes, do we like the characters? Do we like the dialogue? You can never tell. We didn't think Andor was going to be any good, and it ended up bloody amazing. And I actually took a few episodes to get going with that as well. At first, you were a bit like, all right, this is good, but where's it going? And once we were into it, I think it was about episode three, you were like, okay, this is bloody good if they keep this up. So that's what I'm hoping to get from there. Like, whether we get that or not, we shall see.
Hope so. I need something good. I had mentioned a while ago, before Guardians 3 came out, I was like, I need Guardians to be good. Like, all this other Marvel stuff had been so disappointing. I needed one win. And I didn't even get to see Guardians 3 in theaters because of stuff. But when it finally did come out, it was good, and I was happy that I finally got to see something good, and all the bad before it, and there was a lot, didn't keep me from enjoying that. So I'm hoping that the Acolyte can be good and keep that ember still burning for Star Wars within my cold dead heart.
Oh,
Yeah,
because I don't
I
think
hope so.
skeleton crew will be for us.
I don't. I mean,
We could be shocked
I mean,
again.
look
Yeah, we
look
just
at the
don't
shirt
know.
I'm
But
wearing. I'm wearing a Goonie shirt. I'm a big fan of that, youth adventure like that. I grew up with those types of things. Little Monsters, Monster Squad,
I mean, I
freaking
like that as
Goonies, all
well, but
exactly.
I don't
But
know if
I
I
don't
like it in
trust.
Star Wars.
And not only that, but even
Maybe
if.
I do, but I don't know.
Even if it could work in Star Wars, and I wasn't a fan of the Young Jedi Knight books or anything, that was a little bit, I was too old for Star Wars books like that. Like, I was reading full Star Wars novels, not the, anyways. No offense to people that were young enough when those hit to enjoy them. That's all I'm saying, an age thing. But I don't trust Disney to be able to. I don't trust modern Lucasfilm to be able to do it. So I wouldn't trust George Lucas to do it. He gave us Ewoks. So I don't know. I would trust anyone to actually. Spielberg, maybe himself. But I don't have a lot of faith in it. I don't have a lot of. I don't have a lot of faith in it.
Guess you could say John Watts made three good Spider-Man films. I mean, for the MCU, he made three good Spider-Man films, but this is a director, this is more a kind
Yeah.
of brainchild kind of thing. So I don't know. We'll just
We'll
wait and see
see.
on that one. But I'm expecting not to love that one, and I'm hoping that Acolyte's the one I like. It'd be
Yeah.
weird if it ends up the other way around about somehow, but who knows?
But hey, we're here to we are here to we're not here to hate. Like, that's the thing. Like, none of us. And I have another show that I try to do here called the Daily Cog, and I'm always on there talking about, sorry, unprofessional. I'm always talking about how I don't want things to fail. The age of me being like nanner nanner boo boo the side that I don't like failed. Yay is long gone. Like, I grew up out of that years and years and years ago because, well, a lot of people put in effort to things, and I'm not saying that everything deserves to succeed. I'm just saying I don't root for anything to fail. Like, I don't want to waste my time watching something. I want it to be good. I want it to be entertaining. So I'm hoping for the best. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's all you can do.
That's
And
all
then when you
you can do.
eventually there's just enough content that doesn't meet your expectations, you just stop watching it. And just stop
Exactly.
talking about it, and that's all that happens. But we're not
Exactly.
there yet. We're not there yet. The
I'm
Star
close.
Wars runs deep.
It does. It does. It runs really freaking
Yeah.
deep, guys. But after Kenobi and season three of Mando and Ahsoka, it's been a rough time to hold on to hope. Speaking of things like Kenobi and Andor, there's a bit of physical media information coming out. If you're a big fan of physical media like myself, and you like some Star Wars stuff, Marvel as well, as you can see on your screen if you are watching us on YouTube, excuse me, much like the Loki and Mando physical media releases, we're getting Andor, Obi-Wan Kenobi series, Moon Knight, and Falcon Winter Soldier. You guys don't care about the Marvel stuff, though. Andor, I'm excited about. I've been mentioning how much I would love to see that one truly uncompressed. It's filmed on a lot of practical... Yes, I'm going to buy it. It was filmed on practical sets. There's a lot more... Like, I cannot wait to see that one. That is one that I will get. I thought I would get the Mandalorian ones, and then I saw them once, and it was after season 3, obviously, and I was like,
No, I would wait till Mando's finished now to decide whether I was going to buy that. And or being the fact that it's only 2 seasons, I'm thinking, like, if I ever stopped cancel subscribing to Disney, that may be a set I would pick up, and also I've got a physical copy of it. I don't plan it right away, but it's something I would consider doing, you know, because that's a show I could watch again.
Yeah, that's one that I want, and I want to watch it again, and I can't wait to see it truly uncompressed. One thing that I caught on line and wanted to get your here on YouTube, actually wanted to get your thoughts on it, and this is not us digging or anything like that, we're not taking any shots, but I saw Star Wars Mag talk about the Kenobi physical releases, and she decided to focus on this tagline, or, you know, subtitle, if you will, of the collection as the complete series versus Andor, the complete first season, or Mando, the complete first or second season. And she kind of went around of saying, you know, that's like, hey, this is definitive proof that they won't be doing a sequel series. And as much as I don't want a Kenobi sequel series, I don't think that's necessarily true. You could always have a different name. Yeah. They could always go back. It's like, hey, we don't have any set in stone plans, so we're just going to name it what it was originally, which was a mini series, a limited series. But then remember that Loki was supposed to be a limited series as well. Are they labeled it like that or something?
It was always labeled. So we always knew it was going to be 2 seasons. Actually.
There you go. So,
because it came up with the title at the end, remember? On the final
That's right. I remember now. There was another one that, for some reason, Moon Knight, maybe that one is it. Because they haven't announced anything for that either. That and anyways, point being, and Winter Soldier, if I'm not mistaken, too, Falcon and Winter Soldier. But point being, I don't think it necessarily means it one way or another. I think it's just what it is right now. What do you think, even given some of the stuff from McGregor and others involved in it?
I mean, I don't think they've got anything ready to go just now. So I don't think there are any fundamental plans to make a season 2 or make another show that stars Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi right now. But I don't think it means that we will never get one. If somebody comes up with a good idea and they all decide to make it, they won't care. And if they, for some reason, that will then not be a complete series, well, they just have to call it something different. It's easy. I mean, as I said to you, I think before, earlier on in chat, you know, they could just call it Ben.
Yeah.
Because he's adopted that Ben persona now, and there you go. It's a completely different story. It's got nothing to do with Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're two different limited series. The fact that they star the same character and actor doesn't really matter, because Obi-Wan's ubiquitous to Star Wars itself, you know, and goes across really 2/3 of the saga.
They could always make it Obi-Wan season, you know, Kenobi season 2, and then the next box set, they just call it the complete collection. You know, I mean,
whatever they want.
You know, they could do whatever they want.
When I bought the OT and it's the trilogy box set, it said the complete saga on it.
Yeah, right. I mean? Yeah.
Until they decided to make episode 1, then it wasn't the complete saga anymore. Yep. And then when I got the box set, the Blu-ray box set, it said the complete saga. And then it wasn't, because they made episode 7, 8, and 9. So, sequels. You know, they can do whatever the hell they want as the... I think it wasn't just Star Wars Mag that had said that. There was a few other outlets that had come up with the same thing.
That's the one I saw. So, like I said, it's not a call-out. just a discussion.
No, I don't think anybody's saying this is definite. I think people are just saying, is this an indication? You know, it's more like a discussion point. Is this an indication that it's not happening? But
I think
we could say it's not happening imminently.
Anytime soon,
anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. You guys should see I think it was the last Cantina episode we did where we were talking about, oh, thank God, it doesn't look like it's coming. At the end of the day, Kenobi contributed zero to Star Wars. It didn't do anything to further any character. It didn't do anything except fool around with canon to give us a fight that we had already known the results of, and a fight that honestly was one of the worst lit fights in all of Star Wars history, and that includes the awful fight on Geonosis between Anakin and Dooku with just the straight up flashing red and blue lights in front of their faces. Awful. My God. I feel so bad for people that convinced themselves it was good.
And there's two things I liked about Obi-Wan Kenobi, but they weren't the main part of the show. I liked McGregor's character development as he went from being mentally scarred Obi-Wan and kind of having to rediscover his courage and that sort of stuff. I quite liked that arc. And I also really loved his interactions with Uncle Owen.
Those were fine, but did it actually contribute? If you never got that, would it have done anything negative?
It kind of helps us to understand the animosity between them that we see later on. But I mean, that can be explained without having to see that as well. It's because
I always looked at the animosity as essentially Owen looking at Kenobi as the reason Vader happened. And that's all I needed. I didn't need the other side of it. I didn't need any conversations or anything. That's my whole point. Like, at the end of the day, Kenobi didn't actually contribute anything, because your own brain fills in most of the blanks that it already discussed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could argue that in a few different ways for a few different stories, though, while saying they were good and they had value. This one, we're not going to go back into everything that was wrong.
Yeah, you guys can go see our Kenobi reviews here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network. That'll be it, man. I don't think we needed to discuss anything else. Star Wars games were canceled. Yeah, that happened.
Bad Batch is on. I've been watching.
Oh, yeah, Bad Batch. Cam, how is Bad Batch been?
All right, so far. I mean, it's the final season, so they kind of don't have as much filler. I mean, I say that, and today's episode was kind of a filler episode, but it was one of those filler episodes that you need, because they needed to give some characters time to have some conversations. So they needed a plot to just keep them going for an episode while they had those conversations, because, you know, some stuff happened, which is absolutely fine. You know, you don't mind that type of one, and it wasn't anything annoying either. But it's been quite dark so far, and that's where the show kind of excels, when it goes into that kind of darker territory. And they've started off in that front this year. I'm expecting a lot less just episodes where they go and do something for the sake of filling out a couple of episodes, and somebody just wrote a good idea for them to go and do, and it'll be, oh, Omega goes and get lost and they have to rescue her, you know, which they've done a million times. But they've not really been doing that. In fact, she started the season captured and kind of got herself out of the mess, really, to be honest. So yeah, it's been okay so far, but it all depends how it ends and stuff like that.
This is the end of the bad.
It should have a sad ending, but I don't know if it will.
This is the end of the Bad Batch series, right?
Yeah.
Wonder how it'll all turn out for fans. That's all I can say. Yeah. I haven't watched it.
I would want a kind of bittersweet ending, but I'm just not sure they'll give us that in a Star Wars cartoon that stars a child. Do you know what I mean? I just don't know if they'll do that, but darker would be better. Like, almost for me, Omega should end up kind of on her own, then we should see her 10 years later, and, you know, but the rest of all being killed, she got a life, but they didn't, you know. That's the kind of thing I would do.
Do you foresee there being any, like, issues going forward? Like, these characters have not shown up anywhere else. Like, do you see, well, or are you fine with even Omega just being ended as a character and off we go into, you know, Never Never Land, Star Wars, well, or everything else?
We know a lot bit about, you know, spoilers if anybody's not watching. Kel doesn't care because he's not going to watch it. He doesn't watch cartoons. But, you know, they're kind of getting into the whole what's special about Omega at the moment, right? And so they're testing a variety of they've got this facility where they're testing every clone they can get their hands on, trying to look for viable subjects. And Palpatine is very keen on this technology taking place, to the point where he says, you have any resources you want to make this happen. But the cloners, the Kaminoans, one of them still involved and knew, obviously, that what they're looking for existed within Omega. So she's been trying to keep her away, not test her. You know, she destroys her blood samples and all that. But eventually, you know, they get a hold of her blood sample and they find she's a perfect match for whatever they're looking for. My guess is how to clone force sensitivity, you know, which, you know, Palpatine, you know, is interested in.
We've got to fix the sequel trilogy.
To the sequels. Yeah, I mean, they've got to do that a little bit now, you know. And, you know, there's been some hints in Mando towards that, as if there was some stuff happening later on, post Return of the Jedi as well. But my guess is they never got a hold of Omega, you know, because this Palpatine was still having issues with this in terms of his clone that was Rey's dad was not force sensitive, and then Rey was, so that wasn't really a success as far as he was concerned. Whereas maybe if they did Omega, they did. So I would imagine if they kill all the people that know that Omega's special, she could just disappear, you know. And other than that, she's not any more special than any other clone. Except she's not get the advanced aging. So she's like Boba Fett, she'll just grow old.
It's so interesting how Star Wars these days seems to simultaneously try to make bloodlines for force sensitivity and stuff important while also trying to scream at the top of their lungs that it's not important. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Let us know what you guys are.
Omega's not force sensitive. That's the weird thing. There's been no hint at that. It seems to be just something to do with, like, she's a different type of clone. But
yeah, I'm talking about like the Palpatine stuff for his clone and force sensitivity being an important aspect of it. Yeah. And yet, like I said, Star Wars has in recent years tried to be like, force sensitivity doesn't really matter and blood doesn't matter, but it matters for some. It's wonky. It's all over the place. The canon and the plot device is whatever it needs to be. Pablo Hidalgo. I added the part about plot device. Anyways, that'll do it, right? Are we good now? Cool. You guys should check out all of these stories and more at LRMonline.com. Podcast celebrity interviews at the LRM YouTube channel. If you would like to write for the website, you can drop a line to Michael, MICHAEL, at LRMonline.com, or myself or Cam, our emails and contact information down below as well. Genreverse YouTube channel, subscribe, anime reactions, trailer reactions, even live streams, doing some gaming stuff, anime awards, whatnot. The podcasts all go up on your favorite podcast apps. And of course, we do have merch, and there's even some discounts going on for Redbubble right now. Cam, anything else you want to say? Oh, throw out what you do on Mondays, man.
We also have the Genreverse Sports YouTube channel as well, which is a fairly new channel that we've got. And one of the shows we've got on there is Watch More Football. Not American football, it's soccer, if you're watching these in America. And we focus basically talking about the Premier League, the results that have happened each week, morning when our teams lose or getting overconfident when they win. If you're interested in soccer, you know, football, and you want to listen to some fans be really biased against each other and take the mick out of each other a little bit, then give it a check out, and you know, hopefully it's something that you enjoy.
Definitely do that. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you next time. May the force be with you.